This is an ABC podcast.
Big questions, bite-sized.
Short and curly bites.
Bites, 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 bites.
Short and curly bites.
Big questions, small serving size.
Yum. Do you like your meatballs, my dear son?
I do, Papa Molly. Thank you for cooking them.
Oh, well, you know the rules. Every full moon you must eat meatballs, since they are round, like the full moon. And in this house, we always respect the full moon.
Huh, yeah. I guess. Although...
What? What are you saying?
You know how the last full moon I had a sleepover at Jason's house?
Of course.
Well, his parents gave us pasta for dinner.
Was it round pasta?
No, it was fettuccine. It's like long and thin. And to be honest, it felt great not to have to choose my food based on the moon. Plus, I'm not even convinced the moon can feel disrespected. Like, it's a moon. It doesn't have a brain.
My boy, I cannot support this.
Okay, you don't have to. But I'm saying I don't believe in the meatball thing. You still can.
I've always done my best to protect you, Carl. But now, you don't believe the same things as your old man. That makes me worried. And I'm not gonna lie, it hurts.
Today's short and curly bite-sized question.
Do we have to believe what our parents believe?
Let's flip this on its head.
Ow!
The question, Carl. Let's flip the question on its head.
You should know by now, to be more specific. Does anyone have a bandage?
Let's imagine someone who does always believe what their parents tell them to believe. Just like their parents spoon-fed them food when they were a baby, they're now being spoon-fed ideas.
I always used to spoon-feed Carl his mushy peas, but he'd always spit them back up, the little rascal.
I'm older than you, though.
Watch your tone, my boy.
But in a way, that's exactly what we should do. Just like a baby takes food in to test the flavour, explores it with their hands, and sometimes spits up the stuff that doesn't taste good, we should be curious about new ideas that we're given. We should explore them, see how they feel, whether they smell okay, and if we feel a bit unsure about them, we should spit them out until we've questioned them more closely.
Question them? No child of mine will question me. How disrespectful.
But Papa Molly, your meatballs aren't even round. Most of the time they're all broken up and smushed. It just makes no sense.
Look what you've done, Matthew Beard. My son has lost all respect for me.
I don't think it's disrespectful to question what someone else tells us is true. Put it this way. Would it be rude if I didn't agree that you had to eat round food during a full moon?
Well, no. But you're not my son.
But why should that matter? After all, if something is true, it's true regardless of who says it. But people with authority sometimes think that the people beneath them should never question them, as if their authority, like maybe as parents or as teachers, makes whatever they say true.
So parents are just on a big power trip telling us what to think then? I knew it!
Maybe not. Lots of parents just want what's best for their kids, and they think that their beliefs are pretty good ones, so they want their kids to think the same way. But maybe the question really should be, is it more important to believe the right thing or to have good reasons for what you believe? And now, you know what time it is. It's a dance exit.
There he goes! Look at him, Papa Molly!
Carl, I think I need to stop dressing up as your dad.
What? Molly, no!
It's a bit weird.
Papa Molly!
Short and Curly Bites is made by ABC Audio Studios.
Tell your friends and teachers to find more episodes of Short and Curly via the ABC Listen app.
Thank you so much, Hazel, for sending in this awesome question.
Which, by the way, you listening can have a think about now. Do we have to believe what our parents believe?